Things to make and do. Gathering to Zion. In the early days of the restored church, members were asked to gather to a central place in the United States. First it was Ohio, then Missouri, then Illinois. After the Latter-day Saints were driven from Nauvoo, Illinois, they began a great westward trek to the valley of the Great Salt Lake. For years afterward, members from all over the world gathered there. Many crossed the ocean in sailing ships. Then they traveled to winter quarters, now in Nebraska, by whatever means they could, including riverboats or railroad trains. On the final trek across the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains, the saints came by wagon, handcart, horseback, and on foot. After their arrival, thousands were sent to settle in other areas of the western United States. We are no longer asked to cross oceans or continents to gather in one place. All around the world, gospel pioneers gather in their branches, wards, stakes, and holy temples. You are one such pioneer. Yours is a spiritual journey, just as challenging as the pioneer's trek west. Note, you will probably need some assistance with this next activity. Instructions. To honor pioneers of the past, cut out these pictures and place them on the map, which is on pages 24 and 25. Refer to the legend to decide where each picture should go. The Kirtland and Nauvoo temples have been outlined to help you. To honor today's pioneers who gather in their own countries, place the four families on the world globe. Voyage of the Brooklyn. In 1846, the year before the pioneers arrived in the Salt Lake Valley, some 220 Latter-day Saints sailed to California around the southern tip of South America on the Brooklyn. On the five-month, 17,000-mile voyage, they were hit by storms and 12 died. After their arrival in Yerba Buena, now San Francisco, some stayed in California and others traveled to Utah. The Mormon Battalion. In 1846, the United States government asked a group of Latter-day Saint men to fight in the Mexican War. They marched from Council Bluffs, Iowa, almost 2,000 miles to California, earning much-needed money to help the Saints. They never had to fight a battle, but completed one of the longest infantry marches in history. Note, if you do not wish to remove pages from the magazine, this activity may be copied or printed from www.lds.org. Click on Gospel Library. Gathering to Zion, 1830s to 1850s. New York, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, Nebraska, Salt Lake City. Today, legend. Gathering to Ohio, gathering to Missouri, gathering to Illinois, the Pioneer Trek, the Mormon Battalion, Voyage of the Brooklyn, colonizing expeditions, and ships from Europe.
Kitchen Crafts, July 2007, by Hilary M. Hendricks. Pioneers who crossed the sea could not bring fresh food because it would spoil. For weeks they ate rice, oatmeal, and hard biscuits. To improve their bitter drinking water, they added lime and a bit of sugar. You can make ship's biscuits and lime water to sample. Then make ship-shaped sandwiches to remind you of the pioneers at sea, and delicious lime dessert to remind you of the blessings you enjoy. Ship's Biscuits. 2 cups whole wheat flour. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 to 1 cup water, depending on your climate's humidity. 1. Stir the flour and salt together. Add the water a little at a time until you can press the dough into a ball. It should not be very sticky. 2. Knead the dough a few times. Roll it into a rectangle about 1/2 inch, 1.5 centimeters, thick. Cut the dough into 6 rectangle-shaped biscuits. Poke each one several times with a knife. 3. Bake on an ungreased baking sheet at 325 degrees Fahrenheit, 163 degrees centigrade, for 45 minutes. Remove from baking sheet to cool. Store biscuits uncovered so they dry out. To eat the biscuits, soak them in soup or milk. Lime water. 1 cup water, 2 teaspoons lime juice, 1 teaspoon sugar. Mix ingredients together and stir until sugar dissolves. Ship-shaped sandwiches. 1 medium cucumber, peeled. 1 can, 6 ounces, 170 grams, tuna fish, drained. 1 tablespoon mayonnaise. 1 heaping tablespoon sweet pickle relish. 6 toothpicks. 6 slices cheddar or mozzarella cheese, thicker at one end. 1. Slice the cucumber in half lengthwise and scoop out the seeds. Use a vegetable peeler to make a flat surface on the bottom of each cucumber half. 2. In a small bowl, mix the tuna, mayonnaise, and relish together. Divide the mixture evenly between the 2 cucumber halves. 3. Poke one end of a toothpick into the thickest edge of a slice of cheese. Carefully poke the other end of the toothpick into the cucumber so the slice of cheese stands up like a sail. Repeat with the remaining toothpicks so each cucumber ship has 3 sails. End of Kitchen Crafts, July 2007, by Hilary M. Hendricks.
End of Things to Make and Do.
This concludes the Friend Magazine for July 2007. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Michelle Visaraga, Cindy Pedersen, Allison Jensen, Margaret Fisher, David Shaw, Haley, McKay, Abby, and Jacob Newell, June 2007. If you wish to read the New Era magazine, fast-forward the cassette, change the track selector switch, and turn the cassette over.